In this bulletin, concerns about foreign interference in Australian universities. New Zealand authorities continue searching for the gun used to kill an Australian man. And in cricket, Australian batsman Steve Smith recovering from a neck injury. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Education Minister Dan Tehan says he's working with universities to create best practice guidelines for dealing with the issue of foreign interference. Several coalition MPs expressed concerns this weekend about the potential for foreign interference at Australian universities, including from the Chinese Communist Party. It follows hundreds of Chinese students rallying across the country in protest to the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. Mr. Tehan says the guidelines will cover issues such as freedom of speech and freedom of association on university campuses and are expected to be completed later this month.
When it comes to the issue of foreign interference, obviously this is an issue which has increased in importance over the last couple of years. Every discussion that I have had with vice chancellors, they have taken this issue seriously and said they are very keen to continue to cooperate with the government and put in place the right policies that they need to deal with this issue.
A man has died in Sydney after a confrontation with police last night. New South Wales police say they were called to a home on the Northern Beaches after reports of a domestic violence incident. It's alleged a man armed with a shotgun pointed it at police before he was shot in the leg and later died. A critical incident investigation has been launched into the 53-year-old's death and police are preparing a report for the coroner. Acting Assistant Commissioner Julie Boone says the officers involved were wearing body cameras.
So the three police attending were from Northern Beaches Police Area Command. It was a car crew and a supervisor. It's my understanding that family members called the police to the scene.
New Zealand authorities are still searching for the gun used to kill Australian surfer Sean McKinnon in Raglan. The 33-year-old and his fiancée Bianca Buckley had been sleeping in their camper van on Friday when the accused gunman allegedly demanded the keys and shot Mr. McKinnon before driving off with his body inside. Ms. Buckley managed to run to a nearby farm for help before Mr. McKinnon's body was discovered in the abandoned van about 80 kilometres away. A 23-year-old man has faced court charged over the shooting murder. To the US, and at least 13 people have been arrested in the city of Portland, Oregon, during a clash between far-right protesters and anti-fascist counter-demonstrators. A rally by hundreds of supporters of the right-wing Proud Boys organisation was met by a similar number of Antifa opponents, with isolated clashes breaking out between both sides and between Antifa and police. Police say an estimated 1,200 activists showed up for the rallies. Portland Police Chief Danielle Outlaw says officers seized weapons including chemical sprays, shields, metal and wooden poles, knives and a stun gun from multiple groups.
We believe these arrests allow us to hold those committing violent acts and other crimes accountable, while at the same time deterring others from acting. At this time, we know of 6 force events involving officers. There was one instance where an officer deployed pepper balls. The other instances involve takedowns or control against resistance. Currently, we know of 6 minor injuries related to the demonstration.
There are fears Britain could face food and medicine shortages if it leaves the European Union without a firm deal. Government documents leaked to British media reportedly suggest a no-deal Brexit could lead to a disruption at ports. The official information also shows the majority of trucks using channel crossings might not be ready for French customs. Food, drugs and fuel could be some of the products at risk under the worst-case scenario assessment of a no-deal Brexit. To cricket, an Australian coach Justin Langer says Steve Smith was rattled after being hit in the neck during the Ashes. The batsman will be crucial if Australia wants to improve its 1-0 series lead, but will face further medical tests. Smith is still expected to bat on the 5th day of the test after he didn't field on day 4. Langer has paid tribute to his resilience.
Thankfully, Steve's come through it okay, and hopefully he will continue to have a great series because he got another 92 today. What an innings, what a player, and you know, great courage as well that he came back out.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 19. Adelaide, a shower or two, 14. Melbourne, much the same, 12. Hobart, showers, 11. Canberra, partly cloudy, 10. Wollongong, becoming windy, 16. Sydney, sunny and windy, 18. Newcastle, sunny and 19. Brisbane, much the same, 28. Cairns, similar conditions, 28. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.